Okay, Ollie Horgan, there's a few things to get through. I suppose we can start with last night's game at Inchicore. Harps well in it for much of the game, but conceding three goals towards the finish and ending up losing 4-0 must have been hugely disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, 4-0 is 4-0. Whatever way it happened, you know, if they scored four in the first 10 minutes or was in the last 10 minutes, you know, you can't hide the result. I think we didn't play all that well. We started quite well. They scored once against a run of play, but from there on, Pats were the better side but couldn't get the second goal, although they threatened a number of times. And once they didn't get the second goal, you were always in with a shot. And then we had a good spell for about 10, 15 minutes midway through the second half. We had two great chances to equalise. And they looked, maybe they weren't as confident as what they looked previous to it in the game. But then on the, I think it was the 83rd minute, they scored the second. And from there to the end, we most certainly weren't good enough. And that was probably the most disappointing part. Like, they scored with the last kick of the game in the 95th minute to get a fourth goal. I am insane, we're good enough the whole way through, but we could have easily equalised on, I think it was about the 75th minute, and it might have taken a different course. But when they did get the second goal, I was disappointed with the manner that we dropped our heads for the last, whatever it was, 10, 12 minutes. Like.
Yeah, and disappointing as well that you've lost another game against one of your so-called relegation rivals, Ollie, and conceding four goals. That's quite a few goals conceded in the last few games.
Yeah, I said to myself here at the press conference just there. I mean, we've conceded 4-3-3-2 in the last four games. We go back as far as Drogheda away for our last clean sheet. Yeah, without doubt. But I think, you know, you say against one of your relegation rivals, I think Pats were always in a false position once they strengthened in the window there. And like last night, you saw what quality they have when they get a run at you. Although at 1-0, there wasn't a huge amount in it. At 2-0 from there to the end, albeit the 10 or 12 minutes, they were a serious outfit and will be a handful for the top teams in the league. Don't mind where we are.
Yeah, well, those Harps fans that didn't make the journey up to Dublin, Ollie, will have been watching Sligo defeating Cork City. Yeah. And probably would have been happy to see Shamrock Rovers score a couple of late goals down in Galway as well.
Well, there you mentioned Galway and Sligo. They are both quality sides that struggle at times to get going, but they have quality. There's quality in every team, including their own, most certainly including Drogheda as well. I don't think we can go and we can't influence any other result. We need to try and dig something out of, be it Monday night, be it Dundalk, and this is the level that we have to try and get to try and stay in this league. And I've said it from day one, and I don't think last night changed a whole lot. You mentioned the supporters that weren't there. I'd like to mention the supporters that were there, and they were brilliant. You know, it's hard to take a 4-0 defeat as a manager, as a player, certainly as a supporter, and at the end of the game they clapped them off the pitch to give them massive, massive credit. Mm-hmm. And the last 12 minutes, I'd have no problem if any of them walked out and you know, didn't stick it out till the end, because they didn't have to, because the last 12 minutes wasn't acceptable. And I don't say that too often. To be fair, up to that, while we weren't great, we huffed and puffed at it. And as I said, had we got the equaliser, God knows what would have happened. But just the heads dropping in the last, be it the 83rd minute on, was disappointing, and we've got to stand up to the mark from here on, because there's nowhere to hide here now. Like,
yeah. Well, the supporters will have a part to play again on Monday night, Ollie, and it was already mentioned in today's press conference how important it is for the fans to come out on what's another big night. I mean, champions elect coming to Balbuffy, you can't get much better than that in terms of quality.
No, you can't, no, but all teams have quality. Yeah, Cork have a bit more quality than most. Look, they're here on Monday night. I think we need the fans, from my point of view, like they were in their numbers in Pats, and then the home support to back us. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough going between here and Dalymount in the start of November, the end of October. But we need them to try and drive us on, because we need every little bit of help we can get. Not just financially for the run of the club, I think vocally. And they probably need to be patient. I think, hopefully, there'll be a few ups, but there also will be a few downs, without doubt, between now and the end of the year. Like.
There were a number of issues dealt with in today's press conference too, Ollie. The situation with the suspension of Paddy McCourt was one issue that's disappointed you, I'm sure. He's going to be back now for Monday night, but Desan and McAleer will still be out now, because Desan was sent off last night.
Yeah, You know, I think the Eddie one, we gave him great praise last week, and I said, and I stressed it a number of times, he's only a kid. He had a great chance to equalise where, you know, the header against Galway went in. The header against Barry Murphy against Pats last night went inches wide. Had he scored that, he'd have been a hero. Instead, in the last, you know, whatever minute, he passed a comment to the referee. To be fair, I most certainly won't be backing him on it, because, you know, it was disappointing that he let us down. But when the referee explains, and I spoke to him afterwards, what he said, I don't think there'd be too many players or management left on the pitch if that's the zero tolerance that he takes. Albeit, I would be critical of Eddie for what he did, but he's only a kid. And to be fair to the official, he's not much older. Although, by the letter of the law, when he explained to me what he had said to him, by the letter of the law, we would all go. I mean, you know, I work in a job where out at PE, if you were to criticise every kid that curses when he misses the ball or he gives a free kick against, and you included, German, in your time, I don't think there'll be too many people left at school in a day. But that's taken probably away from it. Eddie should have known better, but as I said, he's a kid and he's learning. Although that's not backing him. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, so he's out and McAleer's out, but McCord is back after missing two games when he should have only missed one.
Yeah, well, Paddy is back unless we receive another email tomorrow, German. But we're hopeful that no more emails will arrive from the FAI about Paddy McCord, to put it that way. Okay.